cornet player Bix Beiderbecke was not very widely known in his lifetime, but 100 years since his birth, we celebrate his music because he changed the course of jazz music. I welcome to the first of three programs celebrating Bix Beiderbecke, his music, his life, and his significant impact on jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, a weekly exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. Today, Bix's music is frequently played and recreated anew on recordings and at jazz festivals, played by bands like this one, playing live at a jazz festival on the West Coast, I'm Coming Virginia, Professor Plum's Jazz. The music of this shy, introverted youth added a new dimension and depth to early jazz, influencing trumpeters from the early days like Louis Armstrong, Rex Stewart, and Bunny Berrigan, to modernists like Miles Davis in the 50s, to traditional players the world over today. Bix Beiderbecke's subtle, beautiful horn tone and unusual musical ideas proved that jazz could be sweet and still be hot, and he thereby added flexibility, depth, and greater emotion to early jazz music. Thank you. We'll start with Bix's music, played by the Milano Jazz Gang of Milan, Italy, from their 1980 album. We'll hear Copenhagen, and then the original Wolverine Orchestra. This was Bix's first recording band in 1924. Copenhagen was one of their definitive tunes, and Bix sounds really good on it. Then we'll go on to Riverboat Shuffle, this composed by Bix Beiderbecke's friend Hoagie Carmichael, the Jim Cullum Jazz Band. Then it's on to the Swedish cornetist Bent Persson, better known for his Louis Armstrong licks. But here we'll hear his Bixian side. This is a six-piece recording band recording for Stomp Off in 1992 on their album New Orleans Hop Scop Blues. We'll hear Big Boy. Thank you. The extraordinary music of Bix Beiderbecke, as played there by a stomp-off recording band, a six-piece recording band, put together an album, New Orleans Hopscotch Blues, 1992, featuring the Bixian side of the extraordinary Swedish cornet virtuoso Bent Persson on Big Boy. Before that, Riverboat Shuffle, Jim Cullum's jazz band. And we started with two versions of Copenhagen, the Milano Jazz Gang from 1980, and the Wolverine Orchestra, Bix Beiderbecke, 1924. We'll hear more momentarily from the Wolverine Orchestra. Dave Redlar with you for Jazz Rhythm, and a tribute to the great legendary cornet player of the 1920s, Bix Beiderbecke, who died very young. Some of the highlights and aspects of Bix's music worth noting. He was an ensemble player. He played in the music, and yet his sound could be heard clearly through the music. The personality of his horn style led a band and pulled the other players in his direction and seemed to coalesce a band quite remarkably. Off stage, he was very distant, enigmatic. He was not a charismatic person when he was not playing. He was sort of wrapped in a fog and just a very distant person. But he was able to show in his playing that jazz could be soft, slow, beautiful, and sweet without losing its virility, vitality, or its jazz feeling. And his playing had a harmonic sophistication rarely heard in those days in jazz brass players. Remember, we're talking about the early and mid-1920s. One of his colleagues was Vic Burton, and his younger brother Ralph Burton wrote an interesting book about Bix, and described the cornet sound of Beiderbecke as, quote, like shooting bullets at a bell. Eddie Condon, an early admirer and colleague of Bix, claimed it was like a girl saying yes. And Hoagy Carmichael talked of a mallet hitting a chime. Many different descriptions of Bix Beiderbecke's horn. It was only probably partially picked up by the recording technology of the day, and yet we can still hear it coming through loud and clear, and his music is still very much an inspiration today. We'll start off the next set with the tune Rhythm King. This is Terry Waldo's Gotham City Band. This was originally recorded, as I say, by Bix and his gang in 1928. The extraordinary New York cornetist Peter Eklund will be heard to good effect. Then we'll turn to the original Bix and his gang recording of 1928 of Rhythm King. Bill Rank, long a musical associate of Bix on trombone. Min Liebrook, who played bass sax quite a bit in various Bix bands. Terry Waldo's Gotham City Band. Music of Bix Beiderbecke on Jazz Rhythm. Thank you. The delightful and rarely heard tune Susie from Bix's second recording session in 1924 with the Wolverines, recorded there for Stomp Off Records by New York pianist Terry Waldo with the Gotham City Band. That was a session that included the outstanding Bix-inspired cornet player Peter Eklund. Gotham City started the set with Rhythm King, which we also heard by Bix and his gang. This is the first of three programs celebrating Bix Beiderbecke, a seminal genius of the cornet and of early jazz. His innovations added new depth and complexity to jazz, successfully fusing the sweet and hot aspects of jazz. Born in 1903, Bix died very young at age 28 in 1931. During just 6 or 7 years, Beiderbecke created a remarkable body of work and changed the face of jazz, inspiring generations of musicians to this day. Still ahead, a couple of Bix's best records, and more of today's musicians who succeed at both recreating and improvising afresh on the musical paths forged by Bix. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. Thanks for joining me in celebrating Bix Beiderbecke. Promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication covering traditional jazz and ragtime personalities and contemporary events. Information at www.mississippirag.com. Another very early 1924 Bix record was Flock of Blues. Here's an excellent update from Ted Schaefer's Jelly Roll Jazz Band. It was arranged by the late Charlie Sonnenstein, who was the trombonist on this 1995 session.